All right, on today's show, we're talking about the significance of dreams. What you're going to get out of this show today is you're going to begin to understand and pay attention to your dreams, because you're going to see how significant they are, how relevant they are, and how they can change your life. We want you to really walk away from this having a total different opinion and a different appreciation for the dreams that you're having at night, because God is pouring them out upon you to tell you great things, incredible things, and they're just waiting for you to receive them.
Amen to that.
So let's talk about, I think a lot of people in society are looking at their dreams, or in our society, they're really brushing them off and just saying, well, that was just a dream, right?
Oh, right. I see it and I hear it every day pretty much. And it used to upset me a lot, because I know that my life was changed because of dreams. I know a lot of people's lives were changed because of dreams, because they really opened the way for me to connect to my spirit, to find out who I am, to find out what I'm supposed to do in life. And, you know, it's kind of was upsetting to me. Now, I'm more patient, thank God, and I am more expressive of the experiences that people have with dreams. Mm-hmm. But I also know that throughout history, when you look at history, you start realizing how different countries, different tribes, different
cultures
mm-hmm. had an incredible connection to their dreams. Incredible connection.
Yeah.
So there must be something in the dreams. What do you think?
Well, here's something interesting. There was this interesting study they did. And in the study, it was talking about what made people react more. And they found out that people were more willing to change their travel plans if they had a dream about their plane crashing than if they had got an alert from the government. You know, those little orange alerts, those red alerts. People wouldn't change their opinion or their plans based on that. But if they had a dream, that would change their plans. And what that says to me is, even though our culture has relegated dreams kind of to the back burner, and they're just something novel, you know, they're not significant, and they've kind of put them back there, this tells me that people still know in their heart that there is something very important about dreams. They innately know that.
I totally agree with you. I think we're just made this way. You can't deny the fact that God created us in a certain way.
Yeah.
He wants us to be in touch with our spirit. He wants us to know who we are. He wants us to know where we're going. Mm-hmm. He wants to guide us and show us the way, right?
Yeah.
So he created a very interesting tool for us to use. We need to learn how to do it, but he created it for us. It's available for us. So all we have to do is to learn how to use it, listen, hear, and pay attention. It is easy, but it takes a little bit of practice. It's not hard. We already know the language of the dreams and visions in our heart. All we have to do is to pay attention. And you know what's interesting lately? Lately, what's happening, lots of our clients, right, that we mm-hmm. work with closely, who never used to dream,
yep.
are now calling us, you know, and saying, oh my God, the weirdest thing happened. I had a dream. Last night, I just woke up, and the dream told me what's going to happen and what I need to say and what I need to do. And lo and behold, in 2 or 3 hours, this exact thing happened, and I knew what to say and what to do, and the whole deal came together.
Yeah.
Liza, it's mind-blowing. Liza, I don't know how it's happened. There is nothing, you know, mind-blowing to me about it. It's life for me. It's my experience, and I'm so glad it's happening to you.
The fantastic thing is people are starting to wake up to the power of dreams, and that's what we want you guys to do today as you watch this show. Begin to realize there is something powerful and important coming from God, and you need to receive it. Let me read you a verse. This is in Job, and this is the 33rd chapter and 14th verse, and it says, "For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions."
Wow.
So it's saying that sometimes God is speaking to us all the time. I believe God is speaking to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All the time.
But people aren't hearing it. They're not receiving it. They're not perceiving it. But here it's saying that at night, when we're dreaming, that's when God begins to give us the instructions. We
and
can now
seal
receive
the instructions. That is important. That is important. I love this verse. Thank you for sharing with us.
You know, back in ancient times, I believe that they had so much more understanding of the power of dreams, and they gave them a lot of significance. In the Bible, we see throughout the Bible stories like that. Mm-hmm. The one that I want to talk about right now is Joseph. And I see this just pointing out how much they put importance and emphasis on the dream. Now, Joseph had these two dreams of greatness. They were talking about his sole purpose and who he was going to be. And essentially, they said that he was going to rule over his brothers. Now, he's the second youngest of these brothers, and there's like 11. He has 11 brothers, so he's 12. And that when the brothers heard this dream, said he was going to rule over them, this did not sit well with them. Because at the tradition at the time, the older ones received the inheritance. The older one received the blessing.
Right.
And in Joseph's case, now his father loved Joseph and he favored Joseph a little bit. Mm-hmm. Jacob was his father. And he favored him and he made him a special tunic of many colors. You hear about that, right?
And he was fancy.
And this was going on for a while, and that wasn't what got the brothers upset. I think a lot of people that look at the story of Joseph say, oh, they got upset because the father was favoring them. This had gone on for 17 years.
Right.
That wasn't what riled them up. It was the dream.
Huh. That's a very interesting point.
It was the dream that riled them up. We can take a look here and see. Because after he tells the dream in Genesis 37 and verse 11, it says, and his brothers envied him. Now, many people think at that point, they're envying him because his father favors him, gave him a special tunic and all this stuff. It's not that at all. Because if we go down into verse 18, now it starts to talk about where they start to conspire against him. Now, when they saw him afar off, even before he came near to them, they conspired against him to kill him. Suddenly they've decided, we got to kill this guy. Why have they said that? Why have they got to that point? Verse 19. Then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. They already know he has had this dream, and they know that dreams come from God. And he had this dream that said he's going to rule over them and they're going to bow down to him. And this doesn't sit well because they're the older brothers. They get the inheritance. They get the blessing. But they also know that dreams come from God. And they know,
which means they're going to come to pass.
That's right. They're going to happen.
So they know that he dreamt the truth.
Yeah.
That it's going to happen. There is no doubt in their mind. And what do? They try to destroy the vision of God.
Yeah. And this is why they envied him. Mm-hmm. They didn't envy him because his father was favoring, because they know in the long run, when our father is gone, we get the inheritance, we get the blessing. They envied him because he got a dream from God that said he was going to rule over them.
Right.
Let's go down to the next verse. So it says, look, this dreamer is coming. Verse 20. Come, therefore, let us kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dream.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking, the only way we can stop this, because God gives dreams, the only way we can stop this is we've got to kill this guy.
Right.
That's the only way we can stop divine providence. Now, think about this. This is how important, the kind of importance they are putting on dreams. They are willing to go to great lengths to stop this dream from happening because they know it's that important.
Even going to the killing of their brother.
Their brother, yes.
Selling him into slavery. Things that normally they wouldn't do. Because they were, I don't believe they were bad people. This is the thing. They just believed this dream so much that they didn't want it to come to pass.
That
is the most interesting thing.
What's interesting is they, you know, by not killing him, it still happened.
You can't change the vision of God.
You can't change the vision of God.
Because God is still the ruler of the universe. He's in control of heavens. He's in control of hells. He is still in control. We have nothing to worry about. God is in control.
Now, we need to put that kind of significance on our dreams that we have at night. The same thing is true today.
Amen.
The same thing is true today. Now, I'm not saying we should go out and kill somebody now. Don't get me wrong. But I am saying we need to put that kind of significance on our dreams again. We have kind of thrown them in the back corner and said, it's just a dream. It doesn't mean anything. It's psychological stuff being processed at night, right? No, they come from God. We have to know that, and we have to know they will come to pass. This dream that Joseph had talked about him ruling and having greatness, that he would rule over his brothers, and there was nothing that the brothers could do that could stop it from coming to pass. God is giving you that kind of dream at night also. You are receiving dreams about your soul purpose. Amen. You are receiving dreams that will create healing and transformation and give you strength. Those kind of dreams are happening every single night in your life too. But the minute we say it's just a dream, what happens, Liza, when we say that?
That is the statement I don't want you to have in your life. Just take it out of your vocabulary. Because when you start dismissing the dreams, when you start not paying attention to the messages from God, what happens is they diminish in value, and soon enough, people stop dreaming. Why is that? Because God is not going to push his way into your life. He wants to give you messages. He wants to give you instruction, but you need to be open to receive it. So he has his angels, messengers, that are with you 24/7. And when you go to sleep, your body is resting, but your spirit is very active. Finally, it's free. Just imagine, it's free of this physical body. It's flying high. It's connected to heavens. It's doing what the spirit's supposed to do, right? And angels start feeding your spirit with all the information, taking you to the higher places, teaching you about life, disclosing who you are to you, telling you how to change your life, what you need to do, what is your mission in life, how to enhance your relationship, how to give more love into your heart. All these things are happening while you're sleeping. But what happens if you wake up and say, it was just a dream.
Just a dream.
I'm not going to believe it. What did you do? You just made your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You decided not to believe messages that come from God. And what happens? This angel's going to stand back. Okay, not ready. The person is just not ready. When they're ready, you're going to start giving them messages and dreams again. So don't do it. Don't discourage yourself from being a receiver of the Spirit. You are the Spirit. And you know the language of dreams. Start paying attention. More you do, more dreams you will receive.
You know, I think that dreams must feel a lot like Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect, no respect. That's the way dreams must feel. They're getting no respect when they have such power and such ability to change our lives. We have to start giving them the attention they deserve. Here's another example from the Bible where great significance was put onto a dream. Great attention was given to it. You remember this story? This is a little bit later in Daniel. Daniel's a dream expert, Joseph.
Right.
Joseph's a dream expert, so it's a great time to kind of look at and talk about those stories. And this is in the prison. The butler and the baker of Pharaoh have been thrown into prison. But
is this the same Joseph of many colors?
Yes, the same Joseph.
Who was sold into slavery, then he was a slave into Potiphar's house.
Yes.
And then something happened to him, and he was put in prison.
Right.
So now he's in prison.
So now he's in prison. And so in the prison, the butler and the baker are there. And what's interesting is one day Joseph sees them, and they look so sad. Oh, they're so depressed. Now, what I found interesting about this as I was looking at it, they're depressed not because they're in prison. They're impressed because they had a dream. They each had a dream on the same night, and there's no one to give the interpretation for it.
That is,
and this is what has depressed them. And so they're sitting there sad, and they look depressed, and Joseph sees them, and he says, what's the problem? And they said, There's no one here to give the interpretation. And Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is why we know his brothers thought it was so important, the dream he had. Because if he knows that dreams come from God, the interpretation comes from God, the brothers knew this too.
Absolutely.
But I found it hilarious that the butler and the baker were depressed because they couldn't understand the dream. It tells us that back then, they knew that when you have a dream, you've got to receive the guidance, you've got to receive the interpretation, the understanding of it, so that you can act on it.
Right.
And that's the way we need to become today. We need to realize that when we have a dream at night, we've got to realize when we wake up that there is significance here. We've got to learn to understand it. We've got to have the interpretation. And we should be just like the butler and the baker, not in jail, but we should be, if we're not getting the interpretation, we need to be determined to find it and get that.
Absolutely. That's the most important point, to know what to do, because dreams are given for you to act on. And we will continue talking about it after this break.
Welcome back. We're talking about dreams today and their significance. And what you're going to get out of this show, as I'm saying, is you're going to change your perception. You're going to begin to realize your dreams have significance and they can change your life. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll be so excited to see what you've dreamed and what God has said to you at night. And that's where we've been talking about today.
Absolutely. We're talking about the power of dreams and the importance of dreaming.
Right. Let's get back to the story about the butler and the baker, because we didn't finish it before the break. But really, what happened in there is Joseph gave the interpretation of the dream, and 3 days later, it happened just as it was interpreted, which tells us that our dreams are telling us what will come to pass. You mentioned your friend who was having the dream that was telling her about her life and how it would change. And then
Absolutely.
She woke up from that.
Absolutely. That happens to me all the time, by the way. God just reminded me of an interesting example that happened this year about the stock market. I know everybody's interested in, about the stock market, you know, about your investments and so forth. And the previous year, 2015, was a bit rocky for the stock market, right? And there was a big correction. Long story short, January 10, I'm having a dream of this year, and I'm shown different charts of different stocks, not any in particular, but also God said 2016 will be a good year for the market. The market is going to start going up again. Okay? Lo and behold, it's been going up again. We used it. We used this information. We invested according to the guidance of God. And thank you, God, when you listen to your dreams, when you listen to God, you are all good on all levels, spiritual, physical, and financial. That's why it is so important to listen to God. He is talking to you in your dreams. Not only pay attention, but act on it.
Yeah. Oh, you got to pay attention to it. And this was a great example of something. I had forgot about that. I'm glad you remembered.
God just reminded me.
That was a dream that started that.
Exactly, because for us, it's life. You know, we just dream, we wake up, we sometimes talk about our dreams.
Yeah.
Because
we ask for an interpretation about it.
Yeah, not always we, even though we're experts, not always immediately we know the meaning of it. But when we talk about it, we ask for an interpretation, we do receive it.
From
and
God.
And then we act on it.
As Joseph said, interpretations are from God, and that's the same place we are asking for. We're asking God, give me an interpretation to this dream. Sometimes it takes, it's instantly we receive something, and sometimes it takes a few minutes or even a day or two before he talks to us and tells us what that dream meant.
Right.
And then based on that, we take action, and as you know, when we take action, good things happen because God is guiding us in our lives.
So yeah, absolutely.
Praise God. That's important. Now, back in the Bible, there was similar stuff happening. There were many kings that had dreams. Right. I'm going to stick with the story of Joseph again because here Pharaoh has a dream. Pharaoh can't sleep. Now, Pharaoh is the most powerful leader in the entire world at that time. He is the ruler of Egypt, and he is just able to, you know, he's got all kinds of power, but yet he has this dream, and he can't sleep because he's not receiving the interpretation. He knows that dreams are important too, obviously, and he knows that he's ruling and running his country according to the guidance that God is giving at night. Man, I wish there were our leaders who were listening to their dreams the same way and following
them.
That's
right.
Can you imagine? Because here's what happens with Pharaoh. His dream, when he gets the interpretation from Joseph, tells him that there will be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And he is able to make the preparations and the plan so that his people do not starve, so that his country survives. And not only that, they thrive in a time of famine, and they're able to sell some of the excess they have to those surrounding neighbors and people that didn't get the guidance that God was giving or didn't understand the guidance that God was giving, because I think God is always giving that guidance. And this is the kind of stuff that you can prepare for in your dreams. You can be ready for the next 14 years is what God did for Pharaoh.
See, no wonder Pharaoh was uneasy in his spirit because he could not figure out the meaning of the dream. He knew it was important. Mm-hmm. I'm sure so many of you woke up one morning, had the dream, had the feeling that it was important, and just said, I don't know what it means. What am I to do with it? And that gives us uneasiness, right? Mm-hmm. That gives us this feeling, something is coming through. I need to know what it means. And that's what happened to Pharaoh. He had this feeling of uneasiness. He knew he had to know what this dream is telling him. And thank God, God always sends help. God has Joseph right there, available for Pharaoh, right? Just was orchestrated for that to happen. God always has a plan. So Joseph, the dream expert, can come in, give interpretation of the dream, save entire country so people didn't starve, save his family because of Pharaoh's dream.
Yeah.
Because his family was starving as well and was brought into Egypt so they could live.
Yeah, good stuff. I love this story because I think we need to keep realizing how dreams can change our life. And we have so many examples of that in our own life where we've seen the power of the dreams. And it's because we put the significance into it and we give them the attention they deserve. We give them the respect they deserve.
Absolutely.
And the more we do that, the more
God... That's a very good point. Yeah. Respect they deserve. Attention they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Messages from God should be respected.
Yes.
Treated with attention and care. They're precious.
Yeah.
They're important. Respect and attention. I am a dreamer. You are a dreamer. Are you a dreamer? You should be one. Because this is the way that God speaks to you. Let's dream together. Let's explore our lives together. Dreams are incredibly powerful.
Now, check out what happens here in 1 Samuel and chapter 24. This is King Saul. This was the first king of Israel. And he now, here's what he says. He is disturbed. He gets disturbed and he's upset. And why he's disturbed is interesting. Because God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore, neither by prophets nor by dreams.
Mm.
He is disturbed because he's no longer receiving this answer because he's not in alignment with God. So he sees that he's not in alignment with him and he has become disturbed. And now he has, because he's disturbed, because he's not receiving this guidance, he's going out and he's trying to find how can he get the guidance from God.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because there are a lot of people who are not having dreams.
Right. Yes, there is a lot of people that, you know, we came across who are saying, I don't dream, so I cannot receive anything from God. And I just keep telling them, you probably are not listening. See, your life is a dream as well. You need to start paying attention to the dreams at night. And the dream life, because I truly believe before you find God, your kind of in the haze or in the dream. You need to start paying attention to the life that is happening to you right here in the physical world. Because the dreams have a certain language, and this language could be taken and used for your everyday life. Mm-hmm. And we call them synchronicities, we call them representations, we call them pictorial language of the dreams. All of these things and all of these tools you can use in your waking life to understand that God speaks to you 24/7. But when you start asking God to give you a dream, and when you start looking for it and remembering in the beginning maybe tiny bits and pieces here and there, you will be able to put them together. And pretty soon, you will see that in 2 days, it will be bigger and stronger. In a week, you will have bigger bits and pieces. In a month or two, you will be dreaming. So it's up to you to become a dreamer.
Now, the great thing is you can change the way you view dreams. You can change it instantly. I was talking earlier to you about my friend who I was talking to a couple weeks ago. And they shared a dream with me, and I shared the meaning of the dream. God gave me the interpretation right there. And when I told him that, it changed the way he viewed his dreams. From that point forward, he was looking at his dreams now when he woke up. He wanted to know what they meant. He was talking to his wife about his dreams. He was talking to his friends and his coworkers. So you can change your belief about dreams. You just have to receive what we're saying today. And your attitude will change. Start giving your dreams the respect they deserve and paying attention and asking for interpretations, because God is giving those, and he will give the interpretation to the dream.
Let's talk about people, real people,
yeah,
who acted on dreams,
okay,
and their life changed because of that. Their decisions changed, their situations, mm-hmm, changed. See, mm-hmm, we truly believe that dreams are given to us not to scare us, but to take certain actions so we can turn our lives around. Even nightmares, I do believe, are good messages for you, so you can pay attention to something, take action, and you will not have nightmares anymore.
Who do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Michael.
Yeah.
Who actually got married because his father came to him in the dream, right?
Yeah.
When he was already dating, mm-hmm, his current wife. But he wasn't sure about marriage. This final action, right? That sometimes it's hard.
And his father's on the other side.
Oh, his father...
He's passed on already.
He's passed on. But very active and a beautiful person on the other side, doing angelic work. So in the dream, Michael sees his father, and his father comes to him and says, marry this girl, and I will be at your wedding. Bam, when Michael woke up from this dream, what did he do? He knew, this is it, this is my girl, I'm going to marry her. If my father says so, I better do it, right? He married this beautiful, beautiful girl he was dating. They're very happy together. They're living the life of their dreams.
And I think the important thing we want to remember about this dream, Michael didn't wake up from this dream and say, oh, it's just a dream. He looked at it the same way we do.
Right, right.
This was a visitation from his father, from the other side, who came to him with a special message to let him know, this girl is the right one.
Right.
Marry this girl. She's been prepared for you. She's
right.
The one you belong with. You guys will be so happy. And because Michael looked at it as not just a dream, but an important message came right out of heaven from his father, which was the beautiful part. That's what made him act. As soon as he woke from that, he started making decisions about rings he would buy and how he would make the engagement and all this stuff.
Same thing happened to you, actually, the day before you proposed to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, the morning of. That's right. I woke up and I was, I guess I was still in a vision. It was more, I woke right up out of a dream. And God had showed me in the dream, Liza and me walking down the aisle. And so as I was asking about interpretation and understanding from him, he said, this is the woman I prepared for you. And so when I got up from that, I went straight to work and I said, how do you see our wedding?
That was our proposal.
But I mean, that's the way it was.
That's
and we was. Acted on that, and here we are today married because God gave me a dream.
And happy years together, praise God, working for God and helping people.
Good stuff.
So many dreams also we have people sharing about the loved ones, husband or wife, that crossed over, and you know, these people had unresolved feelings. They were grieving so mm-hmm. much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially this interesting story I want you to talk about that we heard recently. A beautiful lady, beautiful person, who is actually a psychiatrist, who didn't expect the dream she received, but she missed her husband so much, who crossed over, and it was kind of sudden, right? And 2 months after he transitioned, what happened?
Yeah, she had a dream. And in this dream, her husband came to her. He gave her a hug and he held her. She said it felt like 15 minutes. And she felt like it was him saying goodbye, because her biggest thing, she felt like she never had the chance to say goodbye. But she really felt the pressure and the weight of his hug on her. When she woke up from that dream, a lot of the grief had released and she felt free to move forward in her life. It really changed her life. And she also viewed it not just as a dream, but she knew her husband had come to say goodbye.
And when she was sharing with us this experience, I could feel the warmth, because she was talking about this hug and how real it was and how long it was and how he was talking into her ear and how mm-hmm. she really felt that they were together once again. And then she was able to let go. And that was reconciliation and the comforting feeling that she really needed and felt like she didn't have. But it was given to her in the dream. And now she said, I am a very analytical person. She said, I am a psychiatrist.
Yeah,
I work
did.
With people. I can justify it. And I can say it was a wishful thinking, a wish come through. That's what I needed. And I kind of comforted myself. But she said, I can tell you, that wasn't that.
Yeah.
That was real.
Yeah, God is giving us dreams every night. I want to say to you at home before we finish that God is giving you dreams every night. The more you give them the attention and the respect they deserve and realize that they are messages from God, the more you will be changed and transformed in your life. We talked about the story about how Liza and I got married, how Michael got married. It's not just about marriage. There are dreams that create healing. There are dreams that strengthen you, give you the strength to do the things that God has asked you to do. Dreams that increase you. How many times have you had dreams where after you had that dream, you knew that more increase financially was going to be coming to you?
Many times. I would have a dream. I would wake up and say, Ted, they're going to be getting checks in the mail. Lo and behold, a day, two, or three, we started getting checks. Many times.
And this is the thing, is every night God is speaking to you. We may not hear him during the day. You might have trouble hearing him during the day because you're so busy. But at night, while you're sleeping, he comes to you and he gives you instructions and he gives you guidance about who you are and where to go and what to do. He is strengthening you. He is increasing you. He is changing you. And he's doing it all because he loves you and he wants you to have an incredible life. I say to you, if you give your dreams the attention that they deserve and begin to ask for interpretations of God, you'll begin to understand the guidance and your life will change totally and completely. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I want to encourage you today. Say it out loud with me. I am a dreamer. I am receiving the guidance from God. I am in charge of my destiny. I am who God created me to be. I receive the presence of love right now. Go to our website. We are going to be posting more videos for you about what dreams mean, how to work with the dreams. Go to our Facebook, to our other channels of expression of God's messages. We are here for you. Stay with us. It will change your life.
Now, on next week's show, we're going to be talking about the power of your words. Your words can be destructive and they can be ripping stuff apart, but your words can also be creative and creating a beautiful life. Join us next week as we talk about this important topic on View from Above.